Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and today is an amazing day for you to be able to take your life to a completely new level here on the Voices of Courage show. Today, we're going to be talking about energy. We're going to be talking about energy medicine. You know, if you understand, well, let me back up. Nikola Tesla said it the best I've ever heard. If you understand energy, frequency, and vibration, you understand life. And that's what we're talking about today. You know, energy is really everything, isn't it? Everything is energy. And when you start to understand that concept, you start to understand that this body is energy. In fact, you are, you know, it's like quantum science, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, neuroscience. They have all come together to understand that everything is connected, right? Entanglement theory, everything's connected. And here's the cool part of that. You know, you are the field. You are the field. Everything is coming and connected to this field. So when you start to understand that, you start to go deeper in those teachings, you understand that the body is really a communication network. And we're communicating all the time. We're communicating by those thoughts we hold in our mind. We're communicating by the feelings in our heart, in our gut. We're communicating with the way that we look at the world, or we hear the world, we sound. Everything is connected. So if you have disconnection, if you're disconnected, and we can disconnect ourselves from that field, we disconnect it through the way, well, we can, you're disconnected, but you're not. You're still there. But you're disconnected in a way that is empowering for you. I once had a monk who was in the ashram for about 30 years. He came to me and he said, "Ken, let's test your influence in the world." And I said, "Yeah, sure, let's test it." I said, "How are you going to do that?" He said, "We're going to use muscle testing to do that." And so he said, "I want you to think about something that you really dislike, you hate, you don't want in your life." And I thought about that. And then he used this muscle testing with my arms to push me down to see if I was strong or weak. And it came, and he asked, how far out was my influence, right? It went out 8 feet. 8 feet. I thought, universe is designed perfect. I don't want my anger, my negative thoughts going out very far. Then he said, "Hey, let's test your influence when you're thinking something joyful, powerful, present." He did that, and my influence went out 350,000 miles, right? In other words, I was connected to the field. We're all that way. We all have that inside of us. And, you know, our consciousness, what we hold on in consciousness is potentially has the ability to heal everything in our life, every single thing. Now, I have an expert on my show. I have her back. I think it's the third time she's been on my shows. And we're going to take a deep dive into consciousness. We're going to take a deep dive into healing. And we're also going to be talking about the principle of coherence. When you're coherent with the universe, when you're coherent with life, when you're in a place where you feeling connected to everything. You know, as an athlete, sometimes I get into this thing I call the zone, or some people call the zone. It's a place where time stands still, where everything is connected to me. And I'm just in life, enjoying life, going through life. In this case, on my bike or running or swimming. And it's a beautiful place to be. Can we live from coherence always? The answer is absolutely. But we have to know how to do it. We have to know the principles to do it. And as I mentioned, my very special guest is going to take a deep dive with me on this today. So we're going to take a quick break. And after the break, I'm going to have my guest, Dr. Sue Mortar, will be with us. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. And as promised, Dr. Sue Morter is here with me today. Dr. Sue, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
So good to have you. Listen, some of my audience doesn't know who you are yet, but I want to let them know. Dr. Sue Morter is a renowned international speaker. She's a master of bioenergetic medicine and pioneer in quantum field exploration. Leveraging high-frequency energy patterns, she unlocks the complete spectrum of human potential. With over 3 decades of clinical expertise and transformative awakening during a meditation, Dr. Sue has developed visionary models and techniques redefining living in creative genius and personal freedom. And some of you may not know this, but I know this. She's an LA Times, LA and a Wall Street Journal, New York Times bestselling author with her book called The Energy Codes, 7-Step System to Awaken Your Spirit, Heal Your Body, and Live Your Best Life Ever. That's what we're talking about, living your best life ever. But I want to talk about energy and frequency and vibration. And, you know, you're an expert in this. Why does it matter?
Well, everything is energy. So life matters. Energy matters. The real reason, I suppose, that people want to begin to investigate this conversation is to be able to manage the energy of their body and the energy of their life to become more masterful at all things intended, whether it's physical healing, emotional healing, spiritual connection, whether it is just having an understanding of the nature of who we are and what we're capable of, and to truly step into our magnificence as a manifester. It behooves us to truly understand the workings of the universe and how we fit in that, what our role can be. We certainly haven't been raised knowing about those things.
Yeah. Well, you know, 25 years ago, if I'd talked about meditation or yoga, people would look at me cross-eyed. But today, it happens, you know, all the time. We're talking about it on mainstream media. And energy medicine is kind of like that. I think in the next few decades, energy medicine is the medicine of the future. And, you know, you talk about it now. You talk about it in your book and everything else. Why? Let's talk about it. You know, why do you think energy medicine is the future of medicine?
Well, because everything is energy. If we are working with life at that basic foundational raw energy level, we're working with life at the causal level rather than treating symptoms. So energy is designed to be flowing through your body, just as an introductory conversation here. It's supposed to be flowing in motion. In that pattern of flow is ultimately going to generate a non-healing environment. So if we stress long enough, it's going to have an effect. If we injure ourselves, it's not going to heal properly. If we are caught up in the story of life versus really understanding how to work with the energy of our system, we're at the effect of the outer world. Instead of being a creator, we're just a reactor or a victim of our circumstances. And so energy medicine is the only healthcare I've ever had. I've never gone to the doctor and gotten an antibiotic to heal some ailment or what have you. And so I have been living inside of this for decades, and I know that it is certainly an option for anyone who really wants to make a connection in their life and really infuse longevity in their world rather than just, you know, taking a medication or, you know, operating in a surgical procedure to rid ourselves of some ailment. It's really, in the long run, much more practical and behooving of us to really step in at the causal level.
100%. You know, energy level really came into my world when I actually realized it, because I've been talking about it, but I hadn't really, I'd had a few experiences with it, But when 2017 rolled along and I had a skiing accident, I broke my injured my medial meniscus. I had a bone fracture, had a torn LCM, LCD, I forgot what it was. Anyway, I tore up my knee really good. And I went to ACL, yes, MCL, ACL. Thank you, Dr. Sue.
MCL is a cafeteria. ACL is a ligament in your knee.
There you go. I tore them all up with a bone fracture. I went to the hospital in Mammoth, and they said, well, you got a 10% chance of not having surgery. And then I drove back to San Diego and had an MRI, and that doctor said, well, you got about a 30% chance of not having surgery. Well, I knew some really amazing energy workers. I said, well, I'm going to take that 30%, and let me see what I can do. Well, I'll tell you this. I went to a woman that did some Reiki, and then another one that did something called Bowen work, which is pure energy medicine. And within 2 weeks, I was back on my bike. I'm a triathlete at the time. I was back on my bike riding. The swelling, my knee was 100% down, and I had basically maybe 5% pain in it at that time after 2 weeks. Amazing results. That's energy medicine at its finest.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. And I think some people go, well, I can't see it or taste it or feel it. Or, you know, when I walked out of the room with that Bowen worker, I had a lot of pain, I walked out and I had probably 80% less pain just like that. Just energy work. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
That's pretty fascinating. And it makes shifts in the body faster than tissue inflammation can be reduced. What that means is if inflammation is in the body in a joint or in any area of the body for whatever reason, there is pain. And more often than not, and eventually there will always be pain if there is prolonged inflammation. And we consider that a cellular tissue expression, but with energy flow being, if there's a block of energy flow in the body and that blockage is removed, there is instantaneous relief. Now, cellular tissue can't reduce traditional classic inflammation the way that we know it in that amount of time. It could not have done that. It's about an energy blockage. That's what happened when in your office visit there, walking out 80% improved instantly. It's an issue of energy flow and energy blockage. And this is something for people to consider, because you know, a lot of people have pain in some fashion, some part of their body or in their life. And 100% of it is related to an energy blockage, whether it's a physical ailment or if it's something in your life that's just not happening or unfolding. It is because the energy isn't flowing through you and into your life the way that it is intended to be flowing. And until we understand that mechanism and the system and how it works, we think that we're just, you know, unlucky, or we inherited some tendency toward these issues, or it's just a matter of getting older. You know, those kinds of things are not the whole story. They're just the story that we've been, you know, passing along for quite some time.
Well, I think you touched on a really important piece. I had done a lot of emotional release prior to this, and worked on myself. And so I believe that emotional peace, if you know, it's, I wonder, I got into, you know, got the ski injury, got into the energy worker, and I had a lot of emotional baggage that I hadn't dealt with, if the healing would have been that quick. And I would submit probably not.
Absolutely. This is how it happens. You know, the mind affects the emotional basis, and the emotional basis affects the energy flow, and the energy flow affects the symptomatology that we would end up experiencing. So it's a direct domino effect, no doubt about it. And so if we have unresolved emotion, we're suppressing energy back into the system. We're not letting it be expressed or dealt with or dissolved in terms of our own metabolizing of some issues in our lives, conscious or subconscious. And as we let those things build up, they ultimately have an effect on how the energy can flow through your system. So it will stand to reason that anyone that is suppressing something that is not yet resolved and they're not dealing with it, something's got to give. And what will happen is that the tissues will become inflamed. The issues will remain intact until we you know, really unload that. And I like to dissolve it rather than just getting rid of it, because if we dissolve it, we've now built the circuitry and the know-how of really managing or metabolizing life as it's happening, rather than outrunning or, you know, darting around, circumventing some types of situations that trigger us. We're much better off to go in and use the triggering, the things that are upsetting us, to our advantage, to show us how we could improve the energy flow, you know, through our system, and truly embrace this thing that has happened, this thing that has unfolded.
I love this. Well, you know, I think to my audience right now, and I think, you know, if you think right now of, think of some situation that you had that there was some loss, let's say, some loss for you. Maybe you lost finances, or you lost a friend or a loved one or something. Think about that for 1 second, right? Now that, for a lot of you, you can go right to that memory and think about it. You go, oh yeah, I remember when I lost my mom or my dad or something, but that's it. You think about it and you understand, yeah, that's it. And you've processed that emotion around it, right? Some of you are thinking that right now and you're thinking, oh, I'm still upset with my mother or my father. They did this. They didn't do that. That's the emotion that you're still carrying in it. And that's what Sue is talking about, releasing the emotion. It's not necessarily letting go of the thought, okay? But it's the emotion behind that. And that's what's keeping everybody stuck, which is why I love the energy codes and why we're going to talk about that, because you give solutions on how to release this stuff in the book. Sue has the book out, The Energy Codes. I'll also say this to you, Dr. Sue. You're not one that had to write 50 books. You wrote the book. This is the book that people need to be able to really release these energetic blocks and understand how the body, mind, and soul work together to really create vibrancy in our lives. So I'm going to take a break and we'll be back and we'll talk about that book. We'll be right back.
If you've been injured in an accident that's not your fault and you don't have an attorney, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to tell you what your case is potentially worth. Hello, I'm Gina, along with spokesperson Rob. Rob, tell the folks at home who should be calling right now.
Well, just like you said, Gina, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, give us a call right now, and we're going to let you know what your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Rob. So what kind of calls have we been seeing today?
Well, Gina, we're getting calls from all types of accidents today. Work accidents, slip and falls, truck accidents, and most commonly, car accidents. So if you were injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, take that first step, pick up that phone, and give us a call. We're going to answer your questions, and we'll let you know how much money you can get for your accident.
Thanks, Rob. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Go ahead. Don't hesitate. Take that first step and call now.
Call 800-455-2790.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
Well, I'll be right back with my guest, Dr. Sue Mortar. But before I get back to her, I want to encourage you, if you're on watching this on our YouTube channel, go ahead and subscribe. And if you're not on our YouTube channel, you can go to youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork, youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork, to be able to subscribe so that you don't miss a show. But I think almost more importantly, so you can pass these shows on to people that you care about and help them to be inspired and uplift their consciousness in the ways that only some of these shows can do. They're powerful shows, so I'll help you do that. All righty, back to my guest, Dr. Sue Mortar. Okay, the energy code. I'm going to put the book on the screen here for a second because it's such a beautiful cover, and I want my guests to be able to see it, the energy codes. What's in this book, Dr. Sue?
So 25 years ago, I had an opening in consciousness that lit me up in terms of an entirely different way of looking at life and who we are. And literally, I was in another dimension, so to speak. And so as I came down out of that experience, I had a very difficult time integrating back into physical life because my system was just really ignited with high frequency energy through meditation. And so I spent the next years of my life trying to figure out what happened and how did that process serve me and what was I supposed to do with it. And as I came, you know, back into being super functional and able to go back to the clinic and treat patients and that kind of thing, which took a few weeks for me to do that, and I was highly sensitive for many months. And what began to happen was I started to have knowings and clarities that I hadn't had before. And I began to have an understanding of life that was significantly different than what I had been taught in my educated mind was really managing. And so I started sharing some of the things that I had seen and what I was knowing with my patients, and they started getting better faster and they started staying better longer. And I began to recognize that in order to reproduce that experience for myself, I had to get further into my body and really build the circuitry to support and sustain these higher states of consciousness. And as a byproduct of that, I began to heal things that I had had my whole life. I was born with a scoliosis and it began to heal, and it completely healed. And I had had migraine headaches for many years and they went away. And I started recognizing that the more of these things I shared with my patients, the more they got better. So I codified that and I ended up putting it in this book. So what is in this book is a comprehensive way to approach living your life based on how to up-level your vibrational frequency, how to change the energy of your own system that will then in turn change your ability to make clear decisions and your ability to let go of things that really need to just roll off your back, and the ability to embrace things that you've resisted, and so on. And so there are seven specific codes of ways of looking at life, how to get in your body instead of living in your head, and you know, benefits of that are you heal better, your anxiety levels decrease, go away, your tendency to misperceive or take things personally when you don't need to be diminishes and disappears, and so forth. And then we in another series of chapters, we move into really understanding how to build our own neurocircuitry rather than having life experiences determine and shape who we become and what we know ourselves to be, that we can become proactive and the creator of our lives rather than the reactor of our lives. And so there's another chapter that talks about how to clear subconscious interference, which is what you were referencing, that gives this relief. You know, 80 to 100% of relief happening in, you know, record time is a very real thing that happens for many, many people as we start to put these pieces together. There is also the significance of love that is discussed and its role in healing and creating. There is also a chapter that is on our ability to manifest and to use breath work to turn on different aspects of our system to be able to do so. There is a chapter in there that is about why and how the third eye opens and the significance of that, why it matters, why we care, because it gives us truly access into a new interpretation of life instead of being stimulus response and reacting to life and trying to develop better coping skills. We move and transcend way up out of that world and start functioning on an entirely different level of creativity and leadership in our lives rather than, you know, being a better reactor in some way. And there's also a chapter on our direct connection to source, who we are and how we are always connected to source, whether we're aware of it or not. You know, you mentioned some of these things in your opening comments that we can disconnect. And really, all that ever disconnects from source is our awareness of the connection, because the connection never goes away. It can't. And even if we leave the body in our transition, we still are very much connected to source. We might no longer be needing the physical body for our evolution, but we still exist. In that original experience that I had 25 years ago, I was me in an exalted state, but I wasn't in the body. I didn't need the body for where I was. And so I had a direct experience of knowing that what happens in this body is determined by our state of consciousness that we hone or that we reside as while we're in this body. And it directly affects our ability to heal, to manifest, to transform our lives, and to, you know, really generate a life experience.
I love that. Well, you know, the energy codes has now, you know, touched the lives of literally, you know, tens and tens of thousands of people out there. And, you know, so it's one of the books that are helping people actually raise their consciousness, raise their understanding. And I love what you went over, all the different chapters in there. One of the things that came to me was with your awakening. I've had people on my show now that have had these, they call them spiritual emergencies, because they don't really know what to do with it. But I love the fact that you have the solutions for maybe somebody that's going through this amazing awakening. Now, everybody doesn't do that. You know, some people like myself, it's taken years to awaken, but some people get it all at once, and, you know, and they don't really know, well, what do I do? What is this? How does this impact my life? So if that's you, this book could be really, really good for you. I just wanted to mention that, Sue.
Yeah,
okay. There's a piece here that you talked about that I don't think I've talked to you about this on my other shows that we've been done together. And that is love in the role of healing. Can you address that a little bit? What is love in the role of healing? But before you do, I do have to take a quick break. So we'll come back and we'll address that.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
If you've been injured in an accident that's not your fault and you don't have an attorney, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to tell you what your case is potentially worth. Hello, I'm Gina, along with spokesperson Rob. Rob, tell the folks at home who should be calling right now.
Well, just like you said, Gina, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, give us a call right now, and we're going to let you know what your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Rob. So what kind of calls have we been seeing today?
Well, Gina, we're getting calls from all types of accidents today. Work accidents, slip and falls, truck accidents, and most commonly, car accidents. So if you were injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, take that first step, pick up that phone, and give us a call. We're going to answer your questions, and we'll let you know how much money you can get for your accident.
Thanks, Rob. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Go ahead. Don't hesitate. Take that first step and call now.
Call 800-455-2790.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro. the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
After using Lacercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Lacercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Lexercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. We're talking with Dr. Sue Mortar about the Energy Codes, the book that has changed so many people's lives. And, you know, it's not about the book. It's the content in the book that we're really talking about. And one of the pieces in the book is, as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Sue, was, you know, love and its role in healing. I think we don't talk enough about love in this world. I just think we need to talk about, especially its role in healing. Can you address that a little bit?
Oh, sure. You bet. It's, you know, I'm not talking about sentimental love, like I love you, do you love me? It's not transactional. It's not romantic love. It's not that. It's the true expression of love, which is actually a realm. It's a reality. It's a vibrational frequency that is part of the cosmos. And if you understand the quantum science at all, we know that there is this unified field that is compressing into physical form. This is a law of physics, actually. And so we know that all physical matter is just compressed energy, including our bodies and how we are existing in this life. And if you get back to the unified field, the very first compression toward physical form generates a vibration. And that vibration is a frequency that we call love. It's true love, unconditional love, divine love. It's that presence that is embracing of all things. All things heal inside of this frequency because it's as close to the unified field, meaning everything that exists in the manifest world, as we can get and still be in a body. And so if we're dialing into that frequency, the distortions in our own energy field start to automatically correct themselves because they're in a higher vibration. And that vibration is the perfecting template of the human design. So when we incorporate our attention in our heart center, in our presence as a loving, compassionate being, we are dialing into that radio station where healing happens, where perfecting and transformative thinking occurs. So we begin to move ourselves out of a world of stimulus response and survival and dysregulation of the nervous system into the electromagnetic energy system, which in science is our true nature. In spirituality, it would be called a soulful presence, which is embodying spirit, is the generative presence that we call soul. And the soulful presence incorporates this vibration that we're talking about toward embodiment, and that shows up as love. So the more loving we are, the closer to a soulful expression in the world we are. And healing happens to happen under those circumstances. And
yeah, I got a question for you.
Yeah,
okay. Because I think we're all following this. This is really good. Now, let me give you a practical example. Well, I'll make a comment first. So, you know, the experience that I've had, you know, with that Bowen work that I told you about. So, you know, it disconnected the pain 80% first time, you know, and then I left and, you know, maybe a couple hours later, the pain started creeping back. And then I went for a session the next day and the pain reduced even more. And then I left and the pain had... I'm wondering if that has to do with what you're talking about. The Bowen work, what it does, it disconnects the brain from the pain, right? In other words, it re-energizes us. It reconnects us to love, right? Because we're letting go of what all these negative thoughts we're thinking. This is going to hurt. This is going to be this way. It's going to take this long to heal. It disconnects us from that. But I think there's a part of us that goes back to that. We kind of default back, and then the pain comes back in or suffering comes back in. Just your thoughts on that.
Until we change the pattern of flow from the inside out,
yes,
we will always return to the pattern because our purpose is to come here and evolve. And so that evolution includes us learning, recognizing, or remembering how to be the truth of who we are versus this compensatory version of us that we made up when our parents said what they said or our teachers said what they said or those accidents or happened or those broken hearts or those relationship issues that have gathered up in terms of unresolved issues inside of us. They create distortions in the field. And when we have that distortion taken away for us, it's relieving of pain. But until we learn how to be the one that doesn't recreate those distortions, the patterns of pain are likely to return until we go a few times and get our feet under us and are able to recreate or sustain that perfected template that is being generated in these kinds of sessions. So the reason I work with people the way that I do, and I do a session that is, you know, I've taught lots of practitioners how to remove those interferences for other people. And we have practitioners around the world that are very skilled in doing that. But the main focus behind our conversation while doing this work is teaching people how to discover this on their own, that the ways that they are being that are creating these distortions that are recreating the pain patterns. So your pain was taken away. You didn't know how to do that yourself. So it came back. So you went back and they removed it again. And over a few times, it gets better and stays better, hopefully. But if we also approach in that same moment, this situation from the perspective of there's something that you're not doing that is not allowing your system to express in its perfection. Let's get busy teaching you how to do that so that you are self-healing, self-regulating, and it is self-sustaining, on an ongoing basis because we've changed the pattern of flow of energy through the body, and it includes your conscious awareness of how that happens. When we're consciously aware of something, we can do something about it. It's when something is held at the subconscious level that it continues to haunt and be daunting in our lives because we don't know what to do.
So I love this. I wish we had a lot more time on this show. So let me give you a practical example. Okay. Let's say somebody has a chronic neuropathy, be a good one, chronic foot neuropathy, right? They go to the healer works with them and they get some relief. Okay, great. Then they come back the next day and they say, well, I didn't get any relief at all. And then you go, well, okay. You just told me you got relief. What is it? You got it or you didn't? Well, no, I really did, but I don't have it now. Okay. So they go back to the healer again. The healer gives them some more and sure enough, they get it. And then they come back and they say, well, I don't really know. I got a little more, but I don't know. Yeah, this I think happens to a lot of people. And what you're saying is they just don't have they haven't been able to hold that frequency, that energy within their own being to the point where it's permanent. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. And you know, the thing is, it's not that they can't. It's that no one has shown them how. No one has approached it from the way these things really do transform. We can change a state, you know, very quickly. Yep. But the key is, can we have lasting change? Can we have transformation? That's a very different thing. And that happens when we start to acknowledge and recognize and remember and be shown who and what we really are. When we do learn these things, it's a different world. We're not just like living life and hoping somebody can fix us if something breaks or if something's not working right, we just drop it off and pick it up later, you know, pick up our body later at the end of the day and hope that it's all functioning better, like a car. We're so much more than that. And so when someone is ready to awaken to, like to learn, when they're curious about a deeper meaning to life and who they really are and what's really going on, then they are prime for really becoming masterful in their life. but to continue doing what we've always been doing and thinking the way we've always been thinking, and then wondering why our system fails and doesn't heal itself, is kind of insane. So when we're finished
with that old saying, doing the same thing over and over again, thinking the same thing over and over again, expecting different results,
I think it's not going to happen. So it comes with a level of sincerity. It comes with a level of unfortunately, oftentimes it comes when someone's been suffering for a long time. It breaks down the ego enough that they become more vulnerable and they become more curious and they start listening in ways that they just never let themselves listen before. They were so busy doing and achieving and going and performing that they left a part of themselves behind. And we can go back. We don't have to suffer for 10 years before we finally realize we need to listen to some things that we haven't been listening to before. We could choose to do that any time. And when we go there voluntarily, it's much more enjoyable. And it certainly shaves a lot of time off of the healing process. You know, it can happen immediately. We just have to be ready. We have to ready ourselves for it. Yeah.
Well, you know, you said one piece I think is important, too. It's not about going back to, quote, norm. It's about growing, evolving, and understanding who we are at the core of our being. And the core of our being is where everything heals. Everything heals in love. You just, you know, you said it in different ways, but it does. So it's about that place of realizing is the word, who we really are and what the potential within ourselves really is. And I think one of the ways we do it, or fortunately, it's all designed perfect. And, you know, pain is the touchstone of spiritual growth. It's the touchstone of healing chronic illness and everything else, because it gets a person to a place where they might be hungrier than they were. Unfortunately, you said you don't have to learn that way. I love that. You don't have to wait till it's chronic. You can get off the cart anytime and take a walk on the brilliant side of life, I guess. Right. Yeah. So, yeah. But hey, I want to mention, where can people find your practitioners and find about you too, before we end here?
Sure. So on my website, drsuemorter.com, drsuemorter.com. And there is a section in there to find a practitioner and lots of areas that you can really investigate all the things that I'm talking about on a deeper level. If it's something that is appealing to you, it's literally like something's talking to you from deep inside and it wants to come up and out. And when we're ready, our personality settles down and leans in and trusts that there is something deeper here for me. There's a bigger meaning to my life. There's a purpose for me to be here. And as I discover that through the means that I teach and am sharing with people, people begin to heal on every level in their lives. And so, you know, the book is a great place to start, but I have all sorts of courses ranging from, you know, short things on YouTube videos and free challenges that we do throughout the year, and opening, you know, certain times for people to come in and have some experiences with this work, all the way to a full year-long study program and lots of weekend workshops and things like that are available for people. So,
Let me ask you, why a week-long study program? What do people, why 1 week?
If I said week, I meant year. I have a year-long study program.
Yeah.
So, because it's an entire way of thinking differently. It's a different way of perceiving who you are and what life is. It's learning about the relationship between science and spirituality as it applies to you, and about building the neurocircuitry to behave differently, to perceive differently, to allow your system to heal and to operate as a creator, as I mentioned earlier, rather than a reactor. And so going through, you know, I used to teach the coursework in 4 or 5 different levels. And I found that the people who went through all of the levels are the ones who got the results. So I put them all together and said, you know, here's the deal. You're going to commit to this. And so am I. And we're going to show up, you know, on this regular basis all year long. And people have miraculous transformations in the process of learning to live differently. It's not necessary as at first, you know, jump in. You don't have to jump into a year long. I have, you know, 2-day workshops and things like that. But you know, in the long run, people absolutely love the life-changing experience that they have in my Live Awake program.
And you know what? One thing I love about your work, this is about permanent and lasting change. This isn't about temporary change. You can get temporary change in lots of places. There's nothing wrong with getting temporary change, except that, you know, you go back to where you were. So if you want permanent and lasting change, you have to do the work.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to do the work, and the work is important. Yeah. All right. So one last, let me see. Do I have a thought? Yeah, I have one last thought. We're almost done here because I know you got to go. Okay. We're going to close on miracles. Are miracles real, or is this, is what we're explaining today, is that the basis of miracles?
Yes. There is a miraculous realm where things work beyond logic. Miracles happen beyond logic. It's just that simple. And everyone has had this experience where something happened and it was not logical that that could even happen at this time, or that this person would show up, or that this opportunity, this door would open, or this thing would just get better and you don't really understand why. It goes beyond your logic base. And so the miraculous is actually the realm that is intended by design. It's the divine place that we're truly built to be living in, a world where opportunity happens and unfolding happens and life manifests really beyond logic in a much more beautiful way, where we are constantly surprised with the outcomes that are happening in terms of grace and possibility and being loved in ways that we never knew before. People just have to learn how to build the circuitry to perceive these things. It's an entire reality, and we don't have the circuitry in place to perceive it. And so it only slips in every once in a while into the world that we're living in. But when we develop a greater sense of who we truly are and build the neurocircuitry, which is what I teach people how to do, to perceive life on a higher vibrational frequency realm level, then we start having life experiences unfold in the miraculous.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here. And, you know, we have a whole nother show about kids, because I think we're programmed into, we're socialized into this society, into this world, that we lose that ability. That ability has always been there. A lot of little kids see things we can't see because they haven't lost it yet. But that's a whole nother show. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate the time you spent, Dr. Sue Mortar. And I encourage everybody, go get the energy codes right now. By the way, if you listen to me, you know you got to take action now, not tomorrow, because it'll go out of your head. But your mind wants this, so go get the energy codes. Go connect with Dr. Sue Mortar on her website. And thank you again for being here. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ken.
All right. And thank all of you for joining us today. This is another amazing episode. I say amazing because it's these episodes not only change you, they change me. And I hope you'll continue to watch these shows so that you can see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and be able to do the impossible. Take care. Till next time. Mm-hmm.